Among one of the greatest eras in Pella High School athletics history and for the storied football program, an athlete who played four sports year-round and contributed to his own championship in 2018 and to a team title in 2016 on the track was also a part of three very different teams that all made it to the state finals in Class 3A on the gridiron.
They throw deep down the field, overthrown, and Avery Van Zee picks it off and returns it to midfield.
Avery Van Zee was one of three regular sophomores on the 2015 championship Dutch team, elevated his role into a two-way starter in 2016, and became the key playmaker on an improbable run to the Dome in 2017.
Pella to throw, deep down the field, Avery Van Zee behind the defender, makes the catch, and they are not gonna get him! Touchdown, Pella! 66 yards to Avery Van Zee!
Van Zee recalls when he first learned he'd be joining the Pella varsity roster in the fall, following the school's first undefeated championship, and how it felt to be the new guy on a roster filled with all-state talent at every position group.
To be honest, I was extremely nervous, and at the beginning of the season, like, it didn't even come across my mind that I would be playing. You know, I thought it was just going to be like, these guys are already extremely talented, already coming off a state title. I know that the team is going to be another great team this year with all the talent that we have coming back. So I thought it was a slim chance of, you know, even being able to compete on that team. I was like, you know, this is going to be my JV year. I'm just going to tear it up on JV football. And then our first JV game, Coach Mack walked on the bus when I was literally getting ready to go to my first JV game. And then Coach Mack's like, Avery, I want you to come to practice with us. And, like, at that moment, I was like, holy cow, like, he's asking me to be a part of this team. And, I mean, from that moment on, I was like, I'm going to give it all that I have.
Go around to the right side, backpedaling still. He's still going, and he'll throw it, and this pass intercepted. 35,
Avery.
Midfield, 45, Avery Van Zee still going. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, he dives for the end zone, and he is in. Touchdown, Pella. Touchdown, Pella.
The lessons learned from playing with some of those greats on that squad helped him become more of a leader as a new wave of athletes stepped to fill big shoes in 2016.
I think one of our biggest motivations for that season was so many people didn't think that our football team would be that special, what it was. Obviously, losing guys like Noah and Will and Nathan were huge losses for us. And I think not many people were like, oh, they're like, the team's not going to be as good without them. And that, I guess, is what gave us a whole bunch of motivation, because I knew all the talent that we had in Nick, Ryan, Donovan, Ross Vanderweerd. Like, we had some big-time names and some big-time players, and I knew that we were going to be a solid team, and everybody else knew that we were going to be a solid team. So I think believing in ourselves, even a time when a whole bunch of uncertainty about how good our team was going to be, is really what led us to be such a special team. And I mean, we were loaded with talent, and you could see that in every single game.
Dutch have a big bunch formation, one wide receiver, two running backs, two tight ends. Fanny will hand it off to Van Zee. He's in! Six for the Dutch, touchdown Pella! There's your dagger!
After Big Class graduated before the third championship, even more new faces joined Van Zee following that title, which made a deep playoff run seem unlikely to many in the fall of 2017.
Our offense at the beginning was something completely different than what it was the last year. I mean, like, Coach Mack had a whole bunch of new guys stepping into big-time roles that, you know, big-time players left. So he had some big shoes to fill. But, I mean, the transition was even bigger than the year before because, like you said, so many guys had to come in with new roles. So it was super fun to watch Blaine and Coach Mack, you know, their football wizardry minds, like, come up with this new offense and putting players in spots that they think would be successful, and then changing it completely after our loss to DCG that year into a completely new offense that, you know, we just tore up the rest of the season after that.
Van Zee believes that loss to Dallas Center Grimes in week 2 changed the season not only because of those schematic updates, but because it snapped the 42-game winning streak that carried over from an incredible three-year run that lifted Pella to three titles and belonged to other teams.
I think that loss is ultimately what sparked us to have such a big season. I mean, like you said before, all everybody could talk about was a streak. And I feel like that was kind of consuming to a lot of people because they were like, oh, you can't lose a streak, can't lose a streak. And that put so much pressure on us. And I didn't want to think about the streak at all. I was like, yeah, the streak is great, but like, this is a new season. And like, we're a new team. Like, you can't compare this team to past, like, previous teams and put all the pressure from their great seasons on us to like, oh, keep it alive, like keep the streak alive, you can't lose it. Obviously, we didn't want to lose that game, but I think that loss was, you know, ultimately what led us to become the great football team that we did, because, you know, like talking to the guys afterwards are like, oh, like some of them were like devastated that a streak was broken. I'm like, well, now's the time to start a new one.
1 year to the date after the Dutch had won what is widely considered as an all-time great game in the Unidome against Xavier, Pella had a different kind of wild ride against Harlan, opening the game with a 35-0 lead until the Cyclones came roaring back.
In the first half, it was like, holy cow, we got this game in the bag. And I think that's what ultimately hurt us is, like, I think we settled too much because, I mean, Harlan's a very talented team, and they had some great players too, and obviously they're led by just an absolutely legendary coach in Iowa high school football history. So I knew once they got that touchdown in, right before the second half was over, they had the momentum.
35-26, Little Dutch. Gus to throw, going deep to Avery, behind the defense, makes the catch, 10-5, touchdown, Pella! Avery Van Zee, one play, 53 yards.
What a beautiful throw. I've been wanting that play the whole night.
Right before the play, I remember Ryan came over and he grabbed me and he was like, get open. Like, you need to get open. And that was the only thing that I focused on. It was like, I trust Ryan to, you know, hand me a good ball. And, you know, right when that ball was snapped, I just took off down the field as fast as I could. And Ryan threw me a beautiful ball and ended up scoring on that play. And I think, you know, the momentum shifted after that.
For this look at Pella High School's Avery Van Zee, the latest selection to the defense on the KNIA KRLS All-Decade football team, I'm Andrew Schneider.
Pretty good kick. Van Zee backpedals to his 22. Now to the 25, makes a man miss. He's at the 30. Head of steam to the 40. Avery Van Zee in the clear at the 40. To the 35, one man to beat. Slips away at the 20. 10, 5! Touchdown, Pella! 78 yards on the return for Avery Van Zee.